God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many understand the Lord's always interested in people that don't know Him, so that they can hear the good news, so that they can believe? What is the quickest and most effective way to draw the people in? Have a miracle. Have a healing. That's the way Jesus did it. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's the way they saw it in the book of Acts. And we have not changed so that we got a better method today. This is still the most powerful evangelistic tool available to the church. Amen. It is the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. Gifts of healings. Working of miracles. Special faith. When these things are manifested, it can shake whole towns. It can shake whole counties. Whole areas. And the people will come. Why? Because people, listen friends, people are so hungry for the reality of God. They've heard theory, they've heard talking and opinion and everything else, but if they could just see something that was real. If they could see some reality of God, they'll come running from every quarter. Isn't that what happened with Jesus? People would get healed, they'd get delivered, miracles would happen, and then the Bible said they brought them from every quarter. Is that right? People came until the crowds were so big, nobody could get in a building. Is that right? They were all over the hillside. There were thousands. Why did they come? Not because they heard Jesus was such an amazing speaker. Huh? No. Why'd they come? Because of the miracles. That's not my words. That's the Bible. The Bible said because of the miracles that they saw and heard, that's why they came. Well, you and I and the church today is just as dependent on that as the master, as the first apostles in the church and evangelists and prophets and all the ministry gifts. So we need these. And we're hungering for them. And we're desiring them. Somebody say gifts.
Yes.
This was something, a manifestation of the Spirit. How many understand Paul has experience in the things of God? He knows faith comes by hearing, and yet nothing is said. For all we know, the man was delirious, couldn't hear. He's in a bad state. For all we know, he was unconscious. And yet something happened. Well, you know Paul's a praying man, and we know from the Scripture he spoke in tongues more than the whole Corinthian bunch put together. So he's a tongue talking, praying, Spirit-filled man. And something happened. God dropped this in him, and he had confidence to just go in there, even if that man was unconscious, whether he believed anything, whether he didn't.
That's right. Amen.
And laid his hands on him and ministered that healing to him, and he came up off the bed wondering what was going on.
Amen.
Some may say, well, why don't we just do that for everybody? He didn't do it for everybody. Jesus didn't do that. Now, he did it more than other folks, but in his own hometown, because they wouldn't believe. But then you see what happened. This was a gift of a healing. It was a sign to the island. Is that right? It was something that broke through that caused the rest of them to come. And they could all hear the gospel, and they could get faith from what they heard, and they got healed too. But they received their healing.
Yes.
Paul didn't minister that to them like that. They received it and they were healed. Oh, can you see this? Go back to the 8th chapter, please. Somebody say gifts.
Yes.
Of healings. 8th chapter, please. Do we desire these things?
Yes.
We're hungry for them, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, we are. We see in the ministry of Philip, who's called an evangelist. Now keep that in mind. Acts 8:5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. What did he do? What did he do first? Preach the word. Preach Christ. What always comes first? The word. Always first. And he said, the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And so we don't think we like that language. That don't sound right to us. But it is right. He's not the source. He's not the healer. But this is something God did through him. And there's some things he's doing. He's ministering by the gifts of the Spirit. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now, are you noticing the language? The Bible said Paul went in, laid hands on him, and healed him. Here it says he did these things. What did he do? It says, unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Glory to God. And you know, you read the rest of the chapter, talked about them believing the gospel and being baptized, and then other folk coming down and praying for them. They got filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Yes. Wonderful things are happening here. Amen. Notice this, though, in that seventh verse again, the last part of it, many, not everybody, but many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Well, now, what about blind folks? What about deaf people? Are y'all with me? What about cancer? What about why just this? And how many understand there's an association between paralysis and lameness? We're really kind of talking about the same area. Why would it say it like this? Gifts, plural, of what?
Healings,
plural. God can anoint individuals to minister specially in certain areas. I've seen it in some small experience with people that I know about. They have a lot more results in one area of healing than they do another. And some folk in earlier times of the church knew this. In the so-called healing revival some years ago, there were individuals, there's a husband and wife team I'm thinking about right now. And the one individual, he prayed for people that were deaf. And somebody came for another area, and he said, well, get my wife to pray for you. He said, God uses her in that area. Now, that sounds strange to us, doesn't it? It's because we're ignorant of these things. Anybody can, with their faith, receive a healing. Right? It's bought and paid for by Jesus. You wouldn't have to get anybody to lay hands on you. Wouldn't have to get anybody to pray for you. And yet, still, it's right laying on of hands for healing. And prayer, and prayer of agreement. Well, what? Why? Which one's right? They're all right. Can you see the great heart of God? He so desires all of us to have our needs met that he moves in a variety of ways. This might not get through to this person, but they could receive it like this. They might not get it like that, but they could receive it like this. Oh, the compassion, the goodness. The mercy of God. And he does special things. Now you'll really see this strongly in the area of evangelism. Philip is an evangelist. He's called that in the scripture. In fact, go back to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Notice something else. He had mentioned in verse 9... 1 Corinthians 12, 9, the gifts of healing, or healings, as the original talks about, by the same Spirit. But skip down to the 27th verse, the end of the chapter. He says, now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, miracles. Then gifts of healings. Now, wait, let's stop right here. It sounds like when he starts off, he's talking about ministry gifts. And then it sounds like in the middle of the verse, well, now we're talking about spiritual gifts. There are other lists, similar lists, but with different wordings of the gifts of ministry that God has given to men. You remember Ephesians. We'll put this up on the screen. Ephesians and the fourth chapter and the 11th verse. Well, Ephesians 4:8 says he gave gifts unto men. Somebody say gifts. And verse 11 says he gave some what?
Apostles
and some prophets. Now that sounds like what we just got through reading, right? And the next one says, and what? But you don't see evangelists in this list in 1 Corinthians 12. Where's the evangelist? Now back in 1 Corinthians 12, is he talking about, verse 28, is he talking about ministry gifts? Certainly an apostle is a ministry gift. Certainly a prophet is a ministry gift. Certainly a teacher is a ministry gift. Well, we know an evangelist is a ministry gift. Where's the evangelist in 1 Corinthians 12? Did he get left out? He's right here in miracles and gifts of healings. Are y'all with me? Why? Because this is the equipment it takes to be an evangelist. I got four nods and a huh. Why? Because the church has lost these things. The church has been ignorant. How many understand you will not find a better or more proper example of an evangelist in the scripture than if the Bible mentions one in Acts and says this is an evangelist?
Amen. Yes.
Then if you think you're an evangelist, what should you measure yourself by? This.
Hallelujah.
Philip.
Yes.
The evangelist.
Yes.
He's called.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Started out as an usher. Right? Started out waiting tables. He was a waiter. Bringing the beans and the cornbread. And washing the plates. Is that right? That's where Philip started. You know it's true. How many understand? To be capable of a bigger charge, you got to be faithful in a smaller charge. If you're not faithful pushing the broom, you wouldn't be faithful with a strong anointing. Now people like to think, oh yeah, if you give me something big, I'll get serious with that. No, according to the Bible, you won't. If you're not faithful in the little thing, you wouldn't be faithful in the big thing. Yeah. Jesus said it.
Thank you, Lord.
So this man was faithful with the bowls and the cups and the cornbread. Right? And the next thing you know, he's full of power. He must have been praying in tongues while he's washing them cups. Right? He must have been believing God, praying in the Spirit while he's bringing the extra serving of beans. Next thing you know, he's preaching the gospel. And he's got miracles happening in his life. God has promoted him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Gifts of Healings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304J. That's R1304J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.